I love the Lord's Prayer. For many, it is so common that we don't see it anymore. Often as it is said, we don't even think about it. And as I mentioned last night, sometimes that which we live closest to, we never actually visit. That with which we are most familiar, we don't actually come to know. Well, why don't we stand together and repeat as we begin tonight the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Yes, you may be seated. We began last night, and we really didn't get very far, did we? It begins with our, if you recall, which lets us know that this is not what many would think in terms of religious circles, a personal, private prayer. Yes, it is yours, but you are part of a body, and you cannot change that fact. You cannot say, look, my relationship with God's just between me and God. No, it isn't. My relationship with God affects you. Your relationship with God affects me and those who are around you because we are members of one body. So this is an our thing. And then God took the distant Elohim.